morning, Rabbi Isai. Our limud of halacha every day is as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Dov Bechayla. There's love in our refuah shleima b'korav b'chsech shochayli Yisrael. Should be able to come home back to London in good health. So, Rabbi Isai, we started off at the beginning of the week. We've been discussing what we're doing on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. We've come to the conclusion that we need to eat one meal at the night. We need to eat maybe two meals before 10:20 before 10:07 in the morning. We need to eat two meals if we're mekayim suda shlishis bepas, and then we need to eat something in the afternoon as well, just in case you can only be yotze suda shlishis in the afternoon. Then you eat bosa, dogim, fruit, vegetables, whatever you like in the afternoon, in order to be yotze the shit of the whole, so you can only be yotze shlishis in the afternoon. The question is now, what do we do about pas? So everybody knows we're going to eat pas, then you've got shalos of where to make kiddush, where to eat your bread, and then where to carry on with your Pesach food and your Pesach kelim, etc., etc. That's the practical thing. Rav Moshe Feinstein, and this is where I started off at the week, he has a tshuva to Rabbi Elberg, and it's dated Hey Adar Sheni Tovshin Yud Dalet, which I said was exactly to the day 2 weeks before I was born. Yeah, and on that shuvah, he goes through a long shuvah. It's 7 pages long of 2 columns of Rav Moshe Feinstein, in which he goes through all the options, and he comes to the conclusion as follows. He says something that we don't do, but he says the best eitzah would be to use matzah ashira. Now, what is matzah ashira? Matzah ashira is matzah that was baked with flour. Yeah, gebrokes is when you're starting off with matzah. Forget the matzah. We're talking about flour, but instead of water, I'm mixing it with another liquid. Either egg, for instance, egg whites, and I think if I'm not mistaken, certainly it used to be that I used to see boxes from America, Manischewitz egg matzahs. Yeah, an egg matzah is a matzah which is called matzah ashira, and it is baked with, as I said, either fruit juice together with flour, instead of the water, or egg whites with the thing, or oil. There are various recipes that you can use. The main point is there's no water in it. There's no water in it at all. And if you're going to use meperos, we're not talking about reconstituted with water from concentrate. We're talking about pure, squeezed, fresh squeezed meperos. So there, the Gemara says that matzah ashira is matzah, but you're not yoitza matzah mitzvah on Leil Seder, because it's not lechem oini. Lechem oini is the poor bread, and poor bread means water and flour with nothing else. That once you can afford fruit juice,
yeah.
Sorry?
It's also 18 minutes, yeah?
Oh, so this is the discussion, we're coming to it, yeah? So therefore, once you've baked it with other things, it is lechem, but it's not lechem oini. What's the bracha on it? The bracha is mezoinus, because we're complying with the rules. If it's sweet and it has a sweet taste, and it's not baked with water, then the bracha is mezoinus. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, why can't you have your Friday night meal and your Shabbos morning meals with this manischewitz, I'm saying manischewitz, but with an egg matzah or a fruit matzah or an oil matzah or whatever it is, but with matzah ashira, you're allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach because you can't be yotzeh the mitzvah of Seder tonight. Therefore, there's no issa of eating this matzah on Erev Pesach. Yeah? And the bracha is mezoinus normally, but you're going to be koveya yusuda on it. If you're koveya yusuda, then if you're koveya yusuda, you can make a moitzi on it. And therefore, he says that would solve all the problems.
This is good for Ashkenaz then.
So the problem, so why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? So basically, because we don't eat egg matzahs, we don't eat these matzahs, and the shaila is because Chazal, I don't know where they got it from, but Chazal had a Kabbalah that if you leave dough unattended for 18 minutes, water and flour, it becomes chometz. The shaila is, what about these matzah ashiras? How long does it take for a matzah ashira to become chometz if you mix flour with apple juice, or if you mix flour with egg whites, or you mix flour with oil? How long will it take for that to become chometz? Maybe it's only 1 minute. And maybe it's a half an hour, and maybe it never becomes chometz. Maybe it never becomes chometz, yeah? So therefore, because...
It can't be less than 18 minutes.
Why not?
Because that's what
maybe if you think about it, apple juice is acidic. Maybe the reaction happens quicker with a flour that it should rise. We don't know. And therefore, the minhag amongst B'nai Ashkenaz, generally speaking, is that we don't eat matzah ashira because we're not sure whether or not the 18-minute rule applies to that. You don't think that's the reason?
I think the reason is because the simple people will get mixed up between egg matzah and real matzah and they'll eat egg matzah.
I don't know. Anyway, so therefore, we don't do it. But actually, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, the halacha at the end of the Torah says that's the best thing to do.
Must be 18 minutes. Started in Torah in London, Wednesday, Yud Aleph Nissan, 9th of April, Rabbi Yishai Klipstein, Shlita, Agoda, a dual theme. This week's Torah was sponsored by Family Stroner for Tzimus of our mitzvah of Avraham Yisroner, Nere Yoshim, the mitzvah of Shabbos. Here, Rotten Shiz, Herov, Skinner, Rav Nachzim, Mekon, Yitzay, Chulatzim, Vilishchus, Hashvoyim, Vachay,
Good morning. It's a big zechus to speak on the Torah way. I want to look at the theme of the Haggadah. I'm not sure we really will come out with a dual theme. I think that it might be a machlokas rishonim of a singular theme, but al kaponim, just first question is, why is the theme important at all? And I think we say in the Haggadah, kol hamar belesapeh mitzias mitzrayim harizeh meshubuch. Yeah, the more that you speak about the Haggadah, then the more praiseworthy it is. So in order to be mar belesapeh, then you need to say more than. More than means more than the basic. And more than it says in the Haggadah, if we want to be Marvin the Supper, then obviously we need to know how to elaborate. What is that theme? What is the main underlying theme of the Haggadah that we can then take that further and be Marvin? So I think to start off, I think the theme that most people are familiar with is something that comes out from the Ramban and the Chinuch when they describe Mitzvah Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Mitzvah Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, mitzvah chaf aleph in Chinuch. The Chinuch says, "Mishorshei mitzvah zu." Yeah, the time of this mitzvah, the shorish of this mitzvah. And when, as he's going through describing what the shorish is, he says that this is a theme that runs through many of the mitzvahs of Pesach, Korban Pesach, Matzah, Moror, Haggadah, not breaking bones, etc. And he says that don't worry about the fact that there seems to be so many mitzvahs that have one theme. Because this is a big mitzvah, b'chiddush olam, this is something that proves to us b'chiddush olam, b'chiyesh elka, kadmon chofetz v'yochel, that there's that we have a God who is the kadmon, that there was no one before him. That he's chofetz, that he cares about the world, he's yochel, that he can actually get involved and change things. And like the Ramban speaks out, the Ramban similarly at the end of Parashas Bo famously has a piece where he says that now I'll tell you the time of mitzvos rabbis. And again, he says the same sort of things. He says that there were many deus of kfirah running through the world. There were those who said that Hashem doesn't exist. There were those who said he does exist, but he can't do anything down here. There were those who said, he does exist, he can do things, he can change things down in Earth, but he doesn't care what goes on. And there were those who said that, yes, he might be able to change things, but he can't communicate with people. And says the Ramban, when we see Yetzias Mitzrayim, then we get a chiddush in all those areas. We get a chiddush in, and if we see that the Ribbono Shel Olam came down and changed the teva in order to rescue Klal Yisrael and took in a comma from the mitzrim, middah keneged middah, and thereby showed that every prat that the mitzrim did was punishable and that there was a punishment that was mechuvan exactly to what they did, that was announced beforehand by Moshe Rabbeinu, then says the Ramban, we get an appreciation in each of those points. We see that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. He is Yochel Lashanos HaTeva. There isn't just a Teva. No, there's someone from outside. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam who's there who can be Mashaneh that. We see that he's a yochel. We see that he cares, because he decided he was Beicha in one Eda, and he was Beicha in Klal Yisrael in order to do that. So says the Ramban, and we also see in the verse Moshe Rabbeinu, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu announced before each Makkah what was about to happen, and then it was carried through. So Mimela, we see Nevuah as well. So says Ramban, this theme of bringing out Emunah through Yetzias Mitzrayim, getting a chiddush in the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Kadmon, that there's no one before him, that he's Chofetz, that he cares about the world, he's Yochel, he's able, and that there's a Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is something that's central to Kol HaTorah Kula, and that is something that comes out through Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, and the chinuch seems to be saying in Shorash HaMitzvah very similarly that all these mitzvahs, says the chinuch, the reason why we have so many mitzvahs all to do with the same thing. Theme is ki hu yisoid gadol va'omot chazok v'toyoseinu v'emunoseinu lefishu lanu ois, because it's an oislas and ois is gomu v'chidash haylam. That number one, that there was the Creator, Mechin Shen Leika, Kadmon, Chofik, Viochel, Pel, Kohanim, Tzoyish, and we Yodin, Shanaisom, and Hayesh, Yachmik, Bechol, Zman, and Hazmanim, Moshe, also the Mitzrayim. So I think that is the theme, the most famous theme of the Haggadah, and that seems to be where the Chinuch and the Ramban are understanding what the Yesod of the Haggadah is. And if that's true, then really, if you have extra time, I mean, it says in the Mishnah in Psochim that Pesach Mitzrayim was b'chipozen, but Pesach Doris is not b'chipozen. But from my experience, every Pesach is b'chipozen. You don't have very much time to be marich, but in as much as you're being marich, as you do have that time to be marich, then the time to be marich, the thing to be marich on is to be misamik, to contemplate, to think about all the nisim that happened in Mitzrayim, and to appreciate in depth all these yesodos of Rabbeinu Shalom's yecholes, his complete shlita in the world, his hashkocha, the fact that he cares, and how much he was mashgiach in Mitzrayim, and those are really the points to think about, to prepare and to bring out in the seder. Yeah, that is really theme one. And the trouble is that if you look through the Haggadah, there seems to be a lot more going on. So I think maybe the strongest question is that if that's the point, so where do all these Yesodos come out from? Really the Makkos. If you look through the Haggadah, how much focus is there on the Makkos? How much focus is there? If you go through the Haggadah, to Elamad, Kenegad Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, Ilu Haitzionu, yeah, Arami Oved Ovi, Melamed Shahayim Tzionim Shom. How much focus is there actually on the Makkos? On bringing out the various nisim in the Makkos, how the Makkos showed that there was, Eloika, Kadmain Chofetz V'Yochel. Where exactly do you see that along the way in the Haggadah? So there seems to be a certain lack of focus. There seems to be a lot said in the Haggadah, but not so much focus on the Makkos, on bringing out from the Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim, the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom is a Yochel, that he's a Chofetz, that he cares. Doesn't seem to be so much focus. Another question is that, really, if that's true that the main point is to bring out their munah, then if anything, forgive me for saying so, it's somewhat of a cold logical exercise. It doesn't have to have happened to us. If there was a different ummah who underwent the Nisei Mitzrayim, and we'd study that ummah, and we'd see that the Rabbeinu Shalom is a Kadmon, that there's a Chiddush Haolam, that he's a Chofetz, he's a Yochel, we'd see all of that, yeah? Chayev Odom b'chol dor v'dor, Chayev Odom liris es atzmi kinu hu yotzom in Mitzrayim. You have to see yourself as though you came out of Mitzrayim. Not so posh. Why that's a central part of the Haggadah? Why do I need to see myself as though I came out of Mitzrayim? I need to look at Yetzias Mitzrayim. I need to understand Yetzias Mitzrayim. I need to be mischadish in the Yesodos HaEmunah. But why does it matter so much that it was us who came out of Mitzrayim? Yeah? Now, those are the two shailas. Why is it that there isn't so much focus on the Nisei Mitzrayim in the Haggadah? The Baal Haggadah has a lot to say, but the Nisei Mitzrayim are just the Elohim, Dom, Tzvardeh, Kinim, Orem. And then we've moved on. Yeah? Why is it that there isn't so much focus on the Nisei Mitzrayim? And why is it that there's such an emphasis on feeling Mitzrayim personally? Chayev Odom Liris Esatme. A person needs to do Heseba because we're like Nechorim. Right? Where does that focus come from? If the main point of Mitzrayim is the Emunah, the Yesodus in Emunah, so really all we need to do is take Yetzias Mitzrayim under the microscope and analyze it. It could have happened to a different Ummah. I don't care. Lemaisa, you see that the Rabbeinu Shalom is a Kadmon, he's a Chofetz, he's a Yochel, he's Mashkiach, he cares, and we can get a Chiddush in those Yesodus. So before coming back to that question, but just to see the Sefer HaMitzvahs LaHaRambam, who seems to take the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim a completely different way. So the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Mitzvah Kuf Asei Kuf Nun Zayin says that HaMitzvah HaKuf Nun Zayin He Shetzevonu Nesapet Yetzias Mitzrayim El Chamesh Osu Menisim Metchilas Halay Look Vitzachos Noshon HaMasapet. Says the Rambam, when it comes to being marich, b'chol ma she Yosef b'mayma, v'yarech hadvorim. What exactly am I being marich? B'hagdolas ma she osolono Hashem. How great what Hashem did to us is. U'ma she osu yamonu hamitzrim me'ovel v'chomos. Again, this is something that is a kasha on the Ramban. Why does it matter how bad? Why do we need moral? Why do we need to experience the shibud? Why do we need to be maschil bignus u'msayim mishvach? The main point is the shvach. The main point is just the fact that Lemaisa, the Rabbeinu Shalom took us out. Lemaisa, he performed those nisim. And Lemaisa, we see those Yesodin Soimunah. But says the Rambam, no, that's also part of the marich. The marich is Hagdolas Masha Osomonu Hashem. Masha Osom Imonu Hamitrim Me Ovel V'chomos. How bad the Mitzrim were to us. The Merirus. Ve'ichlokach Hashem Nikmosenu Mehem. And how the Rabbeinu Shalom took Nekomu. How he avenged. He avenged us from the Mitzrim. Uvahoidos lo yisborach al mashe gemolonu mechasodim. And to thank Hashem for the chasodim that He did for us, yeah, yoseh tov. That is the marich. Yeah, nothing to do with. He doesn't mention anything to do with the emuna, with the yisodus in emuna. The point is the hoido. Uvahoidos lo yisborach. And suddenly everything makes sense. The more that it's personal, then the more we have to be moided. The more that there was a merirus, the more we were in a tough situation, and the Rabbeinu Shalom took us out from there, then again, the more we have to be moider. The nisim and niflois take a completely different spin. It's not the fact that they're nisim and niflois, and we see how amazing the Rabbeinu Shalom is, how yochel, how chofetz he is. It's the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom went out of his way, kiviyochel, to be meshadei the teva, to change the natural order in order to come specially and beguile the Yidden. But that's the point isn't so much the Yisoidus HaEmunah. There's a Hoidah, there's a thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom of when a person goes out of their way for you, then you thank them more. The Rabbeinu Shalom went out of his way for us to thank, and therefore we need to thank him more. So that's really the Chakir in a nutshell. Is the Yisoid of the Haggadah the Emunah, the Yesodus of Emunah? Or is the Yesod of the Haggadah the Haidah Allah Yisbarach, like the Rambam says? Is the Yesod of the Haggadah the Haidah? And
why does it have to be one or the other?
So interesting. Yeah, so
one is a consequence of the other. You know?
So, okay. But really that's not true. Really, Emunah doesn't particularly come from. So really what you're saying is there's Emunah, and really Emunah could come, so to speak, just taking Yetzias Mitzrayim under the microscope and analyzing it. It just so happens, lefichoch, therefore, as a result of that, then we need to be made. Okay, so interesting that the Rambam doesn't mention anything about emunah, nor does. But I think also but is that if that's true, then we have mitzvahs like that, like Birkas Hamazon, where Birkas Hamazon ostensibly seems to be just a brocha to thank on food, but there's a load of requirements that you need to take off. You need to talk about bris, you need to talk about Torah, you need to talk about.
Sum it up shortly what the question is. I didn't catch
it. Sorry. So he wants to know what. Who says it's one or the other? Maybe it's both. Yeah? Maybe Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has. Taka has a dual theme. Yeah? Maybe Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is you have to have Mimachadash Yisaydis Emunah, and you also have to. Be Maidim, you have to also come Lidei Haidah to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Maybe it's a dual theme. Maybe Taka, the Yisoid of the Mitzvah is both. That's what he wants to know. So,
the specifications of the evening, you've got a whole series of Kaddish Echas, Kadpas, of which Harel is one element which is a Chiv. No part of them says there's a chiv of a minute, so to speak, and that's the mitzvah salayim.
Oh, yeah. But Ramban and Sefer HaChinuch do seem to be learning that Magid, the inside of Magid, is.
But it doesn't describe it as a minute, whereas halal is scripted clearly as thanking.
Maseidah, but we need to understand what Magid is. So if Magid is emunah, so then Magid is it. Magid is emunah. But the trouble I have with that is, if that's true, that really it's both, then really what you're telling me is, with Magid I come with a checklist. I need to check both things off. I need to have been mechadish yisaydus emunah, and I need to also be moida. We do find mitzvahs like that. We do find the moshul berachas hamazon, where there's a load of things you have to do. You have to mention bris, you have to mention Torah, you have to mention malchus beis David. If you missed one of them out, you have to go over it again. I don't know if that's true with Haggadah. Oh, the very, very basic of Haggadah, the Rambam says, is you tell your son that we were avodim in Mitzrayim, v'alayin hazeh podoy sonu Hashem. So I'm not sure if the Rambam's saying, and you need to somehow bring out to him the Yesodus in Emunah. There seems to be a very basic mitzvah of just telling over the basic storyline, and somehow there's a theme behind that story. So far we've brought out one tzad, the Ramban, the Chinuch, that the Yesodus and the Yesod HaMitzvah is the Emunah, the Chiddush in Yesodus HaEmunah. We brought out the kashas on that, but then why does it need to be personal? Why is the Baal HaGadol not being marich on the Makkos? And we brought out the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, this other tzad of the main thing is the Hodos Lo Yisbarach, and Memela, how personal it is, how bad the Mitzrim were to us, is a central point. The trouble is that Michinuch himself, at the beginning, does sound very similar to the Rambam. The Chinuch in Shor Shei HaMitzvah, like I said, really does sound like the Rambam, that it's central to know that Ki Yesh Eloka Kadmin Chofetz V'Yochel. But if you look at how the Chinuch presents the original mitzvah, he says, Mitzvah Chaf Aleph is L'sapeh Binyan Yitzias Mitzrayim U'la Halel U'la Shabeach Hashem Yisborach Al Kol Hanisim She'os Hashem She'nema Ve'higad Tolavincho. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is L'sapeh U'la Halel U'la Shabeach. Yeah, that is the mitzvah. Doesn't sound like an extra, by the way. It doesn't sound like, and by the way, there's a mitzvah Drabonon to say Halel, mitzvah Dereisa, mitzvah Chaf Beis to say Halel. No. Part of Mitzvah Chaf Aleph is L'sapeh Yeah? So what is the mitzvah? According to the Chinuch, is the mitzvah l'sapeh? Is the mitzvah the emunah, like he seems to say in the Shoyer Shamitzvah? In the Shoyer Shamitzvah, he doesn't say the Shoyer Shamitzvah is hakaras hatov v'oid emunah. He just says emunah. He just says to know that he is like kadmin chofit v'yochel. That seems to be the only Shoyer Shamitzvah. Yet when he presents what the mitzvah is, it's l'sapeh u'lahalel u'lashabeach Hashem yisborach al kol hanisim she'osalom. So what is the yisoid Hamitzah, yeah, according to the Chinuch. Yeah, we've had the Ramban doesn't mention anything about Hidah, we've had the Rambam, who doesn't seem to mention anything about Emunah, that I can handle, but in the Chinuch, there seems to be almost a stira that the mitzvah is l'sapeh u'l'halel, but yet, when he comes to the Shoresh HaMitzvah, he just talks about Emunah in the Yesodos HaEmunah. So, I'd like to suggest that there's a difference between Hallel, this is going to sound very Chanukah-y, but there's a difference between Hallel and Haidah. Yeah? The Lashonis of the Chinuch weren't anything to do with Haidah. There was Lahalo and Lashabeach Hashem Yisborach. I'll call Masha also. As opposed to the Rambam, who talked about Lahaidah Slay Yisborach. Yeah, Uva Haidah Slay Yisborach. Kol Hamar Ben Asape Uva Haidah Slay Yisborach. What is the difference between Hallel and Haidah? Yeah, so I think the most blatant example, I think we put the ideas together of Hallel and Haidah, but I think the most blatant example of where Hallel doesn't mean Haidah is Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, shabachuhu kol ha'umim, ki govar aleinu chasda. Yeah, so we tell the umus ha'olam, Hallelu, shabachu, praise Hashem, ki govar aleinu chasda, because Hashem was very good to us. Yeah? Well, they're not thanking Hashem for him being very good to us. So what exactly is Hallel? Hallel means, and we take it translated this way, it's praise. There's Shevach, there's Hallel. Shevach means praise. Hallel seems to be a wow. Hallel seems to be a beyond normal praise. We find that you can't say Hallel every day because you lose the wow factor. Yeah, you can only say Hallel on certain outstanding, out of the norm, out of the ordinary Nisim. So Hallel seems to be the wow, Shevach just seems to be the basic praise, but it's nothing to do with Haidah. It's not a thanking, it's seeing something and being wowed by it. Seeing something and praising for it. It's true, obviously, that if someone does something good for you in an amazing way, then you'll also be Meshabeach and you'll also be Mahalel. But Haidah and Hallel are essentially two concepts. Haidah means someone did something for me, and when someone does something for me, it doesn't need to be miraculous. Yeah, if you give me a lift, if you do rota for me, that's not miraculous. Maybe it is, but really the point is nothing to do with a miracle Shabbat. It's to do with the fact that I'm Makir Taiva, you did something good for me. Hallel doesn't have to be that someone did something for you. Hallel means, like we saw, Hallel Es Hashem Kol Goyim. They see, they really tried to get the Yidden, and they're actually disappointed that they didn't manage. But Hallel Es Hashem Kol Goyim. Wow, amazing. I see that B'derech HaTeva, the Yidden should be gone years ago, and yet, Hallel Es Hashem Kol Goyim, the Goyim are the ones who are the most Makir, the Yechonos of Hashem and the Koichos of Hashem to save us from their attacks. So there's Hallel and there's Haidah, and the two, well, sometimes they come together, but Hallel means to praise, to be wowed by, and Haidah means to thank. So in the Rambam is very meduyik. The point is the Haidah. The point is the thanking Hashem. Kol Masha Yosef B'mama V'yarech Hadvorim B'hagdolas Masha Osolonu Hashem. To think about how great what Hashem was also lom, umasha also imonu hamitzrim miavol v'chomos, and how the mitzrim ba'avolt us, how badly they treated us, veichlokach Hashem nikmosinu mehem, and how Hashem took anakoma from them, and again we're thanking for that. V'hoidos le'yisborich, and again that's v'hoidos le'yisborich. That's thanking Hashem, and that seems to be the inside of the mitzvah. Okay, because very often they come together. Every time we're Mahalal Hashem, it's also for something He did for us. That doesn't mean Halal and Haidah are the same. Halal means to be Meshabeach. Haidah means to thank. And very often, in fact, every time that the Yidden are Mahalal, they're also Moideh. But that doesn't make them the same.
I don't think it works.
What?
You can't say Halal if you're ungrateful.
You can't say Halal if you're not grateful?
It doesn't work.
Well, the Goyim do. We tell the Goyim to. Hallelu Es Hashem Kol Goyim. Are the goyim grateful?
So Hallel and Shevach
go together. Yeah. Oh. So just coming back to that question of, according to the Ramban, we'll finish with this. So according to the Ramban and the Chinuch, so the main point is the Yisodei Emuna. It doesn't need to be personal. There doesn't need to be a chirus. So I think that while that's true, but that if you look at the Chinuch, you see that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah isn't just stam to get a chiddush in Emuna. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the spitz. It's the place where you see that the Rabbeinu Shalom, it went out of his way. It's the biggest demonstration that you can have in Hashem's Yecholes. It's the biggest demonstration that you can have in Hashem's Hashkocha. And a person is supposed to be mahalil. A person is supposed to be wowed by it. Obviously, we also have Haidah. But the mitzvah isn't the Haidah. The mitzvah is lahalil. Emunah, proper understanding of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to get to an Emunah, brings to a halal, and a Meshabeach. It brings to not just, okay, fine, I've got the Yisodus now I can move on. It brings to a halal, it brings to a person being wowed by it. Like the Chinuch says, the mitzvah is that, he says, even if a person doesn't have anyone to speak it through with, Machayev lehoitzi advarim b'fiv, kadei shi yisoyer libo b'adovo. Ki b'dibo yisoyer halev. Says the Chinuch, the point of the mitzvah is a hisoyer salev. A person's not just supposed to come to stum a yediyah of Emunah, they're supposed to come to a halal, to an mashabeach, to see the extent of the Rabbeinu Shalom's hashkocha, to see the extent of the Rabbeinu Shalom's yecholes, and to be mahalal and mashabeach. But that's not so, the fact that, no, the Chinuch doesn't mention haidah. That's not the inside of the mitzvah. Obviously, as well, like every time we're mahalal, we're also moideh, but the inside of the mitzvah doesn't seem to be the haidah. So, and therefore, that's also why it's important that it's personal. That in order to get to that hisoyrus halev, to that halel, the more that we can make it personal, the more that we can experience it, that can bring a person to halel. If a person just looks at it under the microscope, if it had happened to a different ummah, so it's not something that a person is misoyer by. It's something that a person knows and gets new yisoidus, but it's not something that a person is mahalal. And therefore, that's why there's such a focus on making it personal. Not because of the haidah shabai, but because of the halal shabai. We asked, according to
the same way that the goyim would be impressed with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us, we would be impressed with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to goyim. Them, and we would also be mahalal of shabai.
I thought that was your point. No, the point there was just to say that you do find halal where it isn't personal, but there's still an inyan of being Messiah to yourself. The more that you're Messiah to yourself, I hear the horror that maybe it doesn't need to be.
But the hoy does, it has to be to us.
No, that's true. But I'm trying to say that still a person gets to a greater level of halal when it's personal, so just to finish off one last thing, the way the Ramban explains the pasuk, really the whole of the Haggadah is summed up in one pasuk. So the Ramban has Mechudosh Taich in Ba'avur Zeh Oso Hashem Li. I've never been somlev to this, but really, beforehand, if you look in the parasha beforehand, then we've been discussing the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Morav, Avad, Tois, Avodah Zos, B'chein Hashazeh, and you turn to your son and say, Ba'avur Zeh, the Ramban adds a shin, Ba'avur Zeh, She also Hashem Li. You know why I'm doing Pesach, Matzah, Morer? It's ma'avur zeh she'osa Hashem ni. I'm doing it because of what Hashem did for me. Yeah, the says Ramban the Ba'avur zeh, the Haggadah is really a response. Why am I keeping the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Maror? It's because of what Hashem did. It's because of what Hashem did for me. So and says Ramban, the zeh shows you that. What do you mean, Ba'avur zeh she'osa Hashem li? Because of this that Hashem did for me. The zeh shows you that you have to tell your son ke'ilu atoraya beinecho, as though you're seeing the nisei Mitzrayim beinecho. So again, even though it is really just an explanation of what the yisoid behind the mitzvahs are, how Pesach, Matzah, Maror shows emunah, but still it needs to come from a zeh. It needs to come from, but I see the nisei Mitzrayim in front of me. So I'll finish there, but that's the question. Hey, sir.
Question for
I would like to go to the next one.